I think this is more successful. I really like the big frame that I am. I'm comfortable at this height and weight, and I feel I can run very well. 6'2 or some change and 220 pounds, I believe. Brian Murphy's my agent. Athletes first.
Who among the big receivers in the NFL
I would say, Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, them are the three, I really like.
What's your process been like for you?
It's been all right. You know the questions that they're going to ask. I know the questions that they're going to ask. I'm comfortable in the position to answer, anything. And, it's just about answering the questions and, moving forward.
What do you tell them about your maturity level after some of the issues with Notre Dame or some of your
tough teams? That you grow from it, that it's behind you. It's a mistake that happened in the past and that I'm moving forward.
How much have you grown?
I think I've grown a lot. Coming to the NFL now, I think you do have to mature, a great deal because you get behind a lot of things. Like they say, it's a professional sport, and you got to act like a professional.
Do you think this will hurt your grasp?
I don't know. All I can do is, be honest, and tell them exactly what happened in my past and, go on from there.
Besides answering those questions, what else do you feel like you need to show scouts?
I think I just, how fast I am. Just show them, I am doing all the drills there. And, I'm excited, to be in this position and to have the opportunity to showcase my talent.
What are you expecting to run? And do you feel like people kind of sleep on on your speed?
I don't know yet. I'm hoping and praying that it'll be a good number.
How do you describe your
I'm just immature. People all the time, have mistakes like this. Unfortunately, it happened to me. And on a big stage, going across the nation. But it's about moving forward. It's about making sure you don't make the same mistake again. And just keeping a positive head and staying on the positive side of things. One, he put me through a couple kind of classes, stayed on my side the whole time, didn't go anywhere, make sure what I was doing every single day, making sure I was on top of the things that I had to do to accomplish to be back on the team possibly. And I give him a lot of great thanks for him sticking by me, because in that position you never know, a coach could just rule you out of the thing and just keep you off the team, and you have no availability to be back on the team. So he gave me a chance, and I took that chance and I'm moving forward.
What did you change? What did you do over the course of the past year to kind of reclaim your reputation?
Went to classes. Went to certain classes that I had to go to that he said, making sure I get a certain GPA. And just me communicating with him or some of the guys out there, making sure that I'm in the right frame of mind.
What kind of habits did you change? Did you go out less or drink less, or what did you do?
I went out less. That was probably it. And just kind of changed the whole environment around me, friends, just guys that I wouldn't have to be in that position of, having to do things that would potentially put me in a troubled position.
What kind of classes did you go to
in your first year? I went to alcohol classes at school, with a certain kind of counselor with a whole bunch of kids from Notre Dame that kind of made me going through some problems too. It was a good experience, and I liked it.
Last year, you were
a pro style offense. It's a lot different from, you know, Coach Kelly being in the spread, and it's, you know, coming from, you know, being in this position now and going into the NFL. I think Coach Kelly, Coach Weiss is, you know, more into the NFL schemes and stuff like that. So it's good that I learned both of them, and I have a, you know, a little bit of experience in both.
Have you talked to the Browns yet? Are you scheduled to see some similarities?
There's some similarities, route concepts, but I think it's, they have their own different kind of things and what they do.
Michael, what teams have shown much interest in you so far? Who have you met with?
Excuse me?
What teams have you met with? Who's shown a lot of interest in you so far?
We were kind of in a room last night, and, you know, they just picked who they wanted to talk to, and I met with maybe 25, 26 different teams.
What was the name of the alcohol class you
took? Have you met with the Browns?
Kirk Cousins, Michigan State.
Yes, I did.
Quarterback, podium B.
How about the Ravens? For 15 minutes, or when did you do that?
Oh, the formal meetings start tonight for us.
So are you scheduled to try that?
I'm thinking they're on the list.
Last year, your run blocking really improved from your first 3 years. What did you do to help improve that?
I just figured, you know, I had to be an all-around. I wanted to be an all-around, you know, wide receiver. You know, a lot of people say wide receivers don't like the block. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, put that into my whole arsenal. And having a good running game this year at Notre Dame, you know, you never know when a running back can, you know, bust out of the hole and make a big play. So, you know, you got to make sure you're covered up.
Jared Boykin, Virginia Tech wide receiver, table six.
Notre Dame, they moved, you know, rather than stay in the X spot. You talk about that and how comfortable you are, where you're most comfortable.
I'm comfortable in all, you know, different positions, slot or outside. It's just making sure that I understand the whole, you know, offensive scheme and what's going on and all the rock concepts. You know, at Notre Dame, it wasn't too hard for me. You know, different game plan every single week, just making sure you stay in the playbook and understand what, you know, the whole thing is doing that week.
What was the name of the alcohol class you took?
I don't know.
Talk to us about your my ball mentality, because whenever you watch film on you, you see when the ball's in the air, you go get it, and that's yours. What do you do to sharpen that? And do you have like a basketball mentality, especially in the red zone?
It's practice. You know, you do it in practice, and you know, you do it, you know, every Thursday, the last practice of the week, just to kind of, you know, shape everything, get everything going, and making sure you're on top of things, and, you know, just catching from the jugs and high point the ball when it's in the air.
Is there a guy you pattern your game after, or that you admire or try to
think of? I would say Larry Fitzgerald. You know, I like, you know, his style, how he is on the field, and how he, you know, shows himself off the field too. Always in a positive, you know, he's a positive character, great guy to be around. I worked out with him before, and he's just a guy that, you know, everyone wants to be around.
Have you met with the Ravens?
I think it's just being the all-around wide receiver. I think I have all the capabilities. Not saying that you know, this stuff I am the best at, which, you know, I need to improve on for sure. But you know, just making sure I have all of it in my arsenal, and just I'm ready to learn.
Have you met with the Ravens, and do you know if you're scheduled to?
It was pretty hectic last night, so I don't remember.
Have you talked?
But I am scheduled for the combine, so yes.
Have you talked to Golden Tate at all about his experience at the combine and what to expect?
No, more Jimmy. I speak to Jimmy more frequently off this. You know, whenever I get the chance, we send texts back and forth. And if I have questions, you know, he's the guy that I usually would ask.
How important is that you post fast time in the 40 here?
I think it's important, and I think it's important for me just because, you know, I want to do the best that I can, and I'm going to, you know, try to put up the best numbers here, and you can only hope for the best.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. you may want to hear.